In this season of Love Your Life, we focus on the Quran with the ultimate goal of creating a strong bond with the Holy Book for us to reflect and connect one ayah at a time. I am Maya Al-Saeed, and welcome to Love Your Life.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful, we ask Allah to send His peace and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my dear listeners of Oman FM. This is Maya Al Saeed, your usual time, usual show, where we connect your heart one ayah at a time. You're listening to Love Your Life. And as you're used to it by now, another guest. And this time we're lucky. We have two guests in the show with me today. And I have Samah Al Ismaili. Assalamu alaikum, Samah.
Wa alaikum salam, Ustaz Maya.
And I have Zina. Because I don't know why I want to keep calling you Zina, but Zina Al-Bahri. Salaam alaikum, Zina.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
So today, inshallah, we'll be talking the title of the show. Well, we will see how it goes, but we said sohba. Sohba is an Arabic word which means friendship. So both of you are friends, and inshallah, we'll get to know more about your story, bi-idhnillah. I wanted to tell you two things. This is a live show, a reminder. As always, I say this is your show. It's for you. So please call in. It really makes a difference and really helps as well our guests to be part of the show, to feel included. And you can do so by calling 246-0-2058. And this is something, what I'm about to tell you, is something that inshallah we are starting this episode, which is... any caller who calls today, randomly, I have decided with Ahmed Al-Araimi, who is the sound engineer with me on the show. I'm giving a chance to one of you to win Al-Quran Al-Kareem, which is the Noble Quran and a word-to-word translation and color-coded tajweed. So it has Arabic and English and as well some tajweed rulings. So this is just my way of just thanking you for being part of the show, and these were actually gifted by somebody for you. So this was done by a sister who contacted me and wished to share this beautiful gift of the Quran with one of you. So looking forward for your calls for a chance to win. Yalla, bismillah. I've kept my guests waiting enough, and I'm sure you're as well. So let's get to know Samah and Zina. So Samah and Zina, I hear your friendship is a beautiful friendship.
Yes, alhamdulillah.
So tell me, how long have you been friends? When did you meet and all of that?
At the beginning, because we worked together since 2014. So our friendship started from there.
Oh, really? So from 2014?
Yes.
Okay.
And it just happened like randomly. She needed a drop a pickup. Mm-hmm. So it started from there. We went like out getting some foods and stuff, and from that point, we start being friends, chilling together, visiting each other, knowing the family, and so on. We kept going.
So, and what was, how did you feel, when you met Zina?
Before I met her, I heard about her at work. And it was a bit negative.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
What did you do, Zina?
But subhanAllah, once I saw her at the first time and I asked her to pick me up.
Ah, so you asked her?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was a really different, total person from what I heard. We just clicked, wallah. And since that time, I'm very happy that I had a friend like you.
Sorry to ask, are you the same age or is one older than the other?
No, you're not the same.
Who's older?
Zina.
Zina's older. By how many years difference?
3 years.
Okay, so not a big.
Yeah. Yes.
But you know what I liked about what you said is, well, it's a lesson, I guess, for everyone who's listening. We don't always judge people by what other people say.
Yes.
And here's a beautiful example. You heard something negative about her. But for some reason, subhanAllah, that didn't stop you from getting to know her. And you actually asked her to pick you up. And then... when you met her and got to know her, the total opposite happened.
Exactly.
But this is a lesson for us all. Let's not judge each other on what we hear. Yani, let's get to know the person, give them a chance, and then we make our own judgments. So, yani, you're here on the show today because your friendship, in addition to having the love and you enjoy each other's friendship, you have a companionship. You have this bond of religion that has brought you together.
Yes.
And did this start right at the beginning as well? Or I don't know if you guys want to tell me a bit about that. Who wants to go first?
In fact, it didn't start at the beginning. Our beginning was not really religiously. Mm-hmm. Like, there were ups and downs. But it started to change, like, from the first step to the second recently. Like, I can say from last year, October.
Oh, okay.
So the beginning was not really nice. And there were stuff that it was not really good what we're doing, like miss some prayers, not wearing the shela in a proper way and stuff. But at the end of the day, she was always an example for me because she was better than me in all of that.
So you were the one, yani, you had a relationship with Allah and you took that seriously. And you were praying all your prayers, you were wearing the scarf, or I don't know what she means when
she
you said
saw,
you
she
are
saw
better.
On me that I had a relationship with Allah. True, I was praying, but I was not meaning that kind of prayer, you know, without feelings. You don't feel.
Your heart is not present.
Yes, I was praying like just, okay, I have to pray.
Just you're saying the words and you're doing the actions, but you are not, if you were to recall what you were saying, you wouldn't.
Exactly. Mm. So she saw that, Samahsh is praying, I had to pray. Maybe that was your vision. But between me and myself, it was like praying just, okay, I have to pray. Mm. But the meaning and the feeling, I was missing that thing. But since we started our journey together since last year, October, everything, alhamdulillah, changed.
So, yani, okay. So you were friends all the way back nearly 10 years?
Yes.
Okay, and then yani, it was just normal friendship. Yani, you pray, okay, it's okay. Yani. And suddenly in October of last year, yeah. Yani, you didn't finish complete 1 year, صح? Yeah, October last year. Okay. So then what happened?
In fact, it started with me.
Okay.
And specifically, it started on the 7th of October.
Subhanallah. So many things started
and
on that day.
It happens when we all get shocked about what happened in Gaza and all that. Mm. And that one, it was like personal to me. It was a slap, a wake-up slap for me.
How so?
Because the way we saw how people were getting killed, innocent people, kids, and these people, like on 6th, they were alive.
Mm.
And they were having a normal, totally normal living day like you, me, and everyone else. Yeah. And then within a matter of a day, everything changed in them. Mm. So that one, it was a major, major, major slap for me. So it started eating me. I was not feeling happy. I was crying a lot. I was uncomfortable. Like something was just annoying me, but I couldn't know what was it. And as normal, she's the first one I go to complain to. And I was really complaining. I was telling her, I'm not sleeping. And the thought of, I might be in their place. Mm. I might die anytime. Like, there is a no warning letter before. And the first question came to my mind, am I ready to stand in my Creator's hand? Mm. And that question kept eating me again and again and again. And it was really heavy. So I was telling her, like, I'm not happy and this is really annoying me. I feel like I want to talk to someone, but the person to be who will listen to me, not judging me. Like, you didn't do this from before or like that, and that's why you're feeling that way. I just needed someone who will understand and feel me, what I'm going through. So she came up with the idea of, why you don't meet Abla Rasha? And I didn't know who is she.
You know, everyone who's listening, you know Rasha. She's from the previous season. Inshallah, she will be joining as well this season. Rasha Al-Hinai, okay?
So she said, I will arrange you to see her. And then from then, she arranged the meet. And she can keep saying
okay.
it.
So are you related to Rasha?
We are second cousins.
Ah, mashallah. Okay.
So I spoke to Abla Rasha. And I didn't give her the details. I just told her that my friend, she needs someone to listen, who listens to her, and she can talk freely. And Abla Rasha, mashallah, she's like a butterfly.
Mashallah. She is a beautiful
soul. So she accepted immediately. We went to the college, Glit Sharia, and we met her. They had a private talk. And she suggested to us why we don't attend Imani classes for new Muslims.
The ones she runs.
Yes. So since that day, we didn't... Maybe we missed one or two classes from her Imani sessions. But those classes, we felt like we are really newborn Muslims. Like, how to say it? Like, وَلِدْنَا مِنْ جَدِيدٍ.
You were reborn, yani, you feel you were born again.
Yes.
But I have a question. When she told you, come and attend these sessions for new Muslims, you didn't feel, new Muslim? I'm a born Muslim, you want me to attend? And you didn't feel that...
بالعكس, we were very excited. Like, first of all, you get to meet new people.
Yeah, true.
And you see, they came from where? What is their story? How did they convert to Islam? We were very...
Excited
to get, yes,
like, to do the journey, to go through the journey. So it was really good, like, specifically after talking to her and the way she was listening, and she didn't give me that look like, oh, okay, maybe because she was not doing that, she was not praying and all like that. No, she's like, احتوتني.
She took you in and comforted you, and
yeah, she made me free to feel like, I just want to talk and take everything that's heavy on me. So, and I did. And the time I did that, I felt like it was a heavy load. I had it in me and it just came out.
You feel that?
Exactly. So after that, it started the journey from there. And the hardest part as a beginning in this journey was praying.
Subhanallah.
Like,
praying on time or just, يعني, praying?
Just praying.
Okay.
As I said in the beginning, she was like one of... she was somehow a light of me to start praying. Because I used to see her praying and we're friends. We go everywhere together. We do everything together. And when I used to see her praying, it comes to my mind like, why I'm not able to pray? Like... She's praying. We are besting in everything. Why exactly in that one point, I'm so much far away from it?
Sorry, I will ask Samah. You never told her why you're not... Yeah, you didn't ask her why you're not praying. If you did and she answered, it's okay if she doesn't want to reveal. But yani, I'm just curious to know.
I couldn't make it direct
as
a question why you don't pray. But sometimes I was like, okay, I'm going to pray.
Hint,
like, indirect hint. I'm going to pray.
Subhanallah.
I was like, I just couldn't interfere in a way. And yeah, at the same time, I wanted to pass the message. And the third thing is, as I mentioned before, I was praying, but without that kind of feeling of connection.
Yeah.
Like, I know when anyone goes to pray, it's like connecting with Allah.
Yeah.
That is the meaning of praying. I'm going to speak to Allah. So if I will evaluate my prayers, it was action without meaning, without value. So maybe, subhanAllah, at that time, I didn't ask her directly, okay, why you don't pray? Because I know...
You yourself, you were internally, you were kind of suffering,
yes,
yani, with that. And with this, we'll take a short break and be right back. You can call us on 24602058. We would love to hear from you. Welcome back to Love Your Life on Oman FM. With me in the studio today is Samah and Zina. I'm sorry, I'm going to do this the whole episode. And today, yani, we're enjoying discussing, or I'm enjoying with you discussing their friendship and how they came together and knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it just changed, and their friendship evolved along that change. And before the break, Samah was saying that how she didn't ask Zina, because Samah was praying, but she was saying she was not praying with a present heart. She was just doing the actions, and she knew she was struggling internally, so that's why she couldn't ask Samah مثلاً, directly, not Samah, Zina directly, why she was not praying. So that's where we left off. And I want to remind you before we continue our discussion is that this is a live show. You're more than welcome to call us. Maybe you have something to share. Maybe you want to thank your friend on air. Please feel to do so by calling 2460-2058 and a chance to win Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Okay, so you were not able to ask her directly. So then what changed, Zina?
After talking to Abla Rasha.
Yeah.
And I was telling her the most struggle that I've been going on and off, it was praying. Mm-hmm. So I had to take a step about that. I needed to push myself to do it. And then, as I said, the part of what happened on 7th of October, yes, that was a major thing. Because it clicked me that I might just fall and die. Mm. Like there is no any warning letter I'm going to get before like 1 week. Get ready. So that... it scares me to hell. Mm. Like I felt I'm not yet ready to die because there is nothing I have in my hand that bishfa'li. Oh,
yeah.
When I'll be judged, there is nothing. I'm empty-handed. Mm. So after that one, like after talking to her, we started the journey together. And from then, I started to practice praying on time, like not missing even one prayer, which is the first time. Like going on, like keep the praying ongoing without cutting in the middle. Mm. Because normally it used to be like 1 month, and then I drop. Mm. And then again 1 month, 2 weeks, and then I drop. But this is the longest period. And she's there to encourage me all the way.
Mashallah.
All the way. Like sometimes I just tell her, I feel so heavy. And she's like, we just started the way. Like, exactly. Let's not get distracted by something else. So she, I can say she plays a big role in my now life to take the right path.
SubhanAllah, how do you feel, Samah, listening to that? That tissues, yeah? Don't worry.
Kalam kabir.
She says these are big words.
Salaha, I'm very happy that you feel that way. At the same time, I don't know how to express it, but I feel peace.
Mm.
When I see my bestie in peace, I feel peace.
Alhamdulillah.
يعني alhamdulillah, we encourage each other all the time. Okay, Allah. Even at work, okay, Allah, it's Adhan, we go to pray.
Mm.
Okay, Allah, before we leave, did you pray? Okay, we pray al-Asr. Like this, we encourage each other. Even at night, okay, or in weekends, we will pray Qiyam al-Layl. I never, ever in my life, for 31 years, I prayed Qiyam al-Layl. But since she started praying, and she told me before that she's praying Qiyam al-Layl, I was like, okay, if she could pray Qiyam al-Layl, why I couldn't pray Qiyam al-Layl?
Yeah, and Qiyam al-Layl, for those who don't know, is the late night, early morning prayer that is done. And this is such a beautiful act of worship because it's done when everybody's asleep. So the house is quiet and you just feel it's a seclusion between you and the Creator. So it's one of my favorite prayers.
SubhanAllah. And also I wanted to add the classes that we attended with Abla Rasha.
Mm.
Like many things we didn't think about it or thought about it, like tafakkur, like tadabbur, asma Allah al-husna, like how you are living with names of Allah, those kind of things we didn't notice before. Those kind of ni'am around
blessings,
us, yes, we didn't we didn't notice that, okay, we are living in a na'im, we are living in a khair. Those prayers, those dua, those adhkar, simple things to do, are small things to appreciate Allah.
Yeah.
Like, SubhanAllah. We have to do it from our feelings, our bottom of
the heart. And when you do it, it's you who benefit.
Yes.
Nobody else. SubhanAllah. So, okay, because the show is about the Quran, I'm interested to know, يعني, I'm glad we went through the progression of how you were. What about, how is your relationship with the Quran?
Our relationship with the Quran. We were discussing before, like, I was telling her, SubhanAllah, before, whenever I put niya, like, to read Quran, first of all, I would start cleaning my room. Cleaning the washroom, doing this and that, because, like, you know, Shaitan is he's trying to keep you away from it.
Yes.
So he will do everything just not to read that Quran.
Yeah.
So when I finish all that kind of work, I'm like, ah, khalas, I'm tired. I will sleep.
Yeah.
Or maybe I read Quran only from Friday to Friday, Surah Al-Kahf. That's it before.
Mm.
But since we started this journey together, we always share, okay, Allah, we read. Today we have a plan. We had a planning of reading Ajza and Suwar from Quran. Okay, we have to make a time for Quran, not if we get the time for Quran.
Beautiful, mashallah. Very nice.
And even I listened to the episode of Ahlam, you sent it before?
Uh-huh. Ahlam al-Batraniya, who was episode 2 of the season.
Yes, when she said, bima ma'na, it's like jihad.
Mm.
You have to start from somewhere.
Yeah.
And when we started this journey, me and Zaina, we're like, okay, we have to start. And also, what Abla Rasha is doing in class when she opens the mushaf,
yes,
you get messages from Allah, like, randomly.
Randomly. Yes. She likes doing that, Rasha.
SubhanAllah.
And coincidentally, the first time we met her, when I already talked with her, she just asked, like, okay, you can grab the Quran and open it. And SubhanAllah, the first time we opened, and the ayah was talking about suhbah.
SubhanAllah. What is the ayah? Do you remember?
I really don't remember.
Even what it said, يعني...
I guess maybe, but...
الصحبة, let me see. I have this app, for those of you who can't see what I'm doing. Excuse me. So this app, I've talked about it before, it's called Aya. What I love about this app is like an index of the Quran. You just put one word, and then it'll give you one word in Arabic, and it will give you the full... ayah, so all the ayahs that contain this, for example, name. And if you don't know what I'm talking about or where to find this, you can go on my Instagram account, Maya, M-A-Y-Y-A dot Al-Sa'id, A-L-S-A-I-D. And I have a video there that I shared in my reels explaining the app. You found the ayah?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but as I remember, it mm-hmm. was the ayah. It is from Surah Al-Kahf,
mm-hmm.
Verse 28.
Okay, let me look that up. Okay. What is the ayah?
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Uh-huh.
وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغُدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي
بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي
أي. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدْ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ولا تطع من أغفلنا من قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Let me see. Wait, I'm looking for the for the English translation, which is here somewhere, and it is وكان أمره فرطا. So it was so the translation of the ayah. This is Surah Al-Kahf, verse 28, and keep yourself. Excuse me, my voice is going. And keep yourself patient by being with those who call upon their Lord in the morning and the evening, seeking His acceptance. And let not your eyes pass beyond them, desiring adornments of the worldly life. And do not obey one whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desire, and whose affair is ever in neglect. And SubhanAllah, this was the ayah. That's the first ayah that came up for you.
Yes.
And how did you feel?
In fact, I start crying. I was so much emotional and I felt like, okay, this is a sign, like it's God's chance. Change your path and you have someone who will walk with you in the same way. So it was really emotional.
Subhanallah. Now I'm thinking, and you knew each other for 10 years. Come October 7th, Samah has this breakdown, spiritual, she's feeling, what's happening, why, how am I going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of that. And then she already speaks to her friend, and her friend is already there with the answer. She already gave you, she says, yeah, okay, I know somebody, it's Rasha. And then this is how, how, mashallah, Allah is always there listening, and we think he's far. No, but he's always there. There's even an ayah, but I know parts of the ayah, but I didn't memorize the Quran, so I always use my app.
And to add, that's why we always have to believe that God is the best planner for everything.
Yes.
Like, I was not in that page, and I was just talking to her normal, and then she already had someone, and then we meet her, and everything changed. Totally, something was not planned at all.
But you know, Zina, one of the things that I truly believe is when you make that intention, and you can't end the niyyah, you had that intention, Ya Allah, I want to change. When you sincerely make the niyyah, the intention, Allah knows that really you are pure in your thoughts and the plans that you have, He will open doors for you. And this was the door from Samah and Abla Rasha. If you're listening and you're enjoying, please let us know. If take an opportunity as well to call, and maybe thank your friend as well, who you feel has made an impact in your life when it comes to faith. And you can do so by calling 2460258. So now, what are your plans like in your journey? What's next?
First of all, we are planning to go to Umrah together.
MashaAllah. Even by the way, this together is serious stuff, huh? Even here in the studio, Ahmed is telling me, okay, you sit here. But I can't see her. She's too far. So this is serious. This is serious. Allah yajma'akum ya Rabb. May Allah bring you together in His highest of heavens, like He has brought you together in this dunya. Bi-inallahi ta'ala. Okay, sorry, I interrupted you.
So you want to go to to go to Umrah together, and it will be the second time, because we went first time
together.
Mm-hmm. And inshallah, this time it hits differently. Inshallah. And
why the first time? I'm sure it was as well. It had a huge impact.
It was different, but I don't know how to phrase it. It was the feeling like temporary. Or short-term feeling
short-term,
for me.
Short-term, okay.
Yes. Like after 1 month, 2 months from Umrah, everything went back to zero.
Ah.
That was for me.
And what about you, Zina?
For me, it was not my first Umrah. It was my second.
But your first with Samah.
Yes, the first with her. It was similar to what she said, because after few months, like we went back to normal life, we went back to everything which we used to do it in normal. Part of it was the niya was at the time when we went there, it was for me in the hijab,
to wear the hijab.
Yes, so when I come back after a few months, it just didn't work out, it didn't happen totally, and I couldn't keep that. I tried it for a while and then I left it. So inshallah, this time the intention is pure.
Inshallah.
And I really wish and hope God will just keep guiding us.
Bi-idhnillah. And with that, inshallah, we'll come back right after the short break. You can call us on 2460258. We would love to hear from you. If you've just joined, this is Oman FM, and program Love Your Life with Maya El Saeed. With me in the studio is Samah and Zina. We are talking about their friendship and how beautifully they decided, subhanAllah, to start their spiritual like connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to being better Muslims. And it so happened that they had this intention to do it together. And this is a live show. You're more than welcome to call us. Let us know what you think of their story. If you have a story to share with your friend, if you want to thank your friend, please do so by calling 2460-2058, 2460-2058. And you might have a chance of winning a copy of Al-Quran Al-Karim, which is the Noble Quran word by word translation, a way of saying thank you for being part of the show. So, since this is about the Quran, I know that yani, one of the reasons why I started this theme is because I used to be one of those people who read Quran and it was just, I'll just do khitma cover to cover. Yeah, I read it, alhamdulillah. I know there is ajr for that. But I know that as well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sent down this Quran, it was not for us just to read from cover to cover. It was us to read, to reflect, to understand, and most importantly, live by these ayahs. So, once I started reflecting and really taking my time, not rushing, really yani, being mindful that this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has sent this down, revealed it to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to this day it has been intact, same. In itself it's a book of miracle, tabarak ar-Rahman. I've now had this special relationship with the Quran. So I'm wondering if you too as well, you know, once you started to get to know the Quran and understand it, if as well, if your life has changed in any way.
Yes, it did. And in fact, we were talking about that in the car. I was telling her, like, before reading Quran, it was like just to read and like, okay, I read and I finish. Mm. But now it's different. Like once I start reading it, it's just, I read it in a very slow way, in a quiet way, just to understand what I'm reading, like to feel what exactly I'm reading. So it feels totally different. And to keep reciting it, like now I do it like every day, at least 3 pages a day, 4 pages a day. Like I push myself, like I make a time for that. Mm. Like this time is for doing that. So it changes my life in a very, very major way that I could finally say that I find the inner peace.
SubhanAllah.
Like a very, very deeply inner peace that before I was living in a speedy and everything is like, no, yeah, everything was like upside down. Mm. But now, like I feel I'm so like my mindset is so quiet.
So nice.
And I feel extremely peace. Mm. Like with everything and mutasaliha ma everything. Like I don't have issues like I used to be before. Like I'm worried about this will happen, no, this will not happen, like that. But now I just live the way it is.
And you think this is because of the Quran, that effect it had on you?
I am sure it is because of it. Because it happens like once I was just reading it. And before reading it, I was like going through stress, thinking about work, I'm stressed. Just starting to read, I was already, my mind was like shut down. Mm. And I was so calm, I was so quiet. I was very relieved. Mm. And I'm so 100%, that is the only cure you will get. When you feel lost, you feel you are living in a very speedway life, this is your way to get the real peace. Part of it, there is like one ayah. It's like it always used to mean something for me, but I never looked at it the way I look at it right now. And the ayah, like I guess everybody know it. It's like Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَعَسَى أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَعَسَى أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ.
Is that okay?
I guess
if you can give us, I know the ayah. وعسى أن تحب, this is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 216. It's the end of the surah. End of the ayah. وعسى أن تحب, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وعسى أن تحب شيئا وهو شر لكم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. Let me just give the translation. Hold on. I'm always looking. I don't know, they updated this and it keeps on changing. and I can't find my... Okay, al-maktaba. Okay, so the ayah that Zina is referring to is verse 216. Battle has been enjoined upon you while it's still hateful to you. But perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you. And perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you. And Allah knows while you know not.
Yes. So this ayah... we all know it, like, ages. Since we were kids, we hear it.
Yes.
But I never look at it the way I'm looking at it right now. Like, it's totally from a different point of view. Example of... I really wanted something to happen years back. And it didn't happen. And I went through depression, tired, crying, tears all over the place. And years later, I saw the thing that I was really sad about, it turns to take a different path. And even with that, I was not convinced. I was like, but I still wanted, maybe it could work with it.
Mm.
Maybe I could change that thing. Maybe I could do something. But now I just look at it like, okay, even if I wanted crazy anything, and it didn't happen, I just accept it in a very cold mindset. And I always tell myself, يمكن خيرة.
Maybe it's best.
Maybe it's the best. And if it happens something, I don't like it, and it just keep happening, I always remind myself, and it's something my mom always repeated, in every something bad, always there is something good comes out of it.
Yeah, subhanAllah.
So this ayah, it became too close to me when I keep thinking about the past, about the stuff. And it's really hit me, like, why I was really not looking at it in this way. I was not feeling it.
Mm.
I was not having it.
I believe we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
I already know who you are. I'm wondering if the girls know. You know, you don't know this voice.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, Sister Rasha?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. I will start by reciting an ayah, inshallah.
Okay.
A reminder, inshallah, for all of us.
Inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله. Beautiful recitation. Jazakallah khair. If you can let us know what surah and what ayah that was, so I can read the translation.
Yeah. It is Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 43.
Ayah 43.
The second part of the ayah.
Okay. Bismillah. Okay, so the second part of the... I'll read the whole thing.
Okay.
And so this is Al-A'raf, verse 43. And we will have removed whatever is within their breasts of resentment, while flowing beneath them are rivers, and they will say, praise to Allah, who has guided us to this, and we would have never been guided if Allah had not guided us. Certainly, the messengers of our Lord had come with the truth, and they will be called, this is paradise which you have been made to inherit for what you used to do. Jazakallah khair.
Subhanallah, yani, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to be alive until today, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And for me to witness the beautiful reflections of my daughters, my sisters, subhanallah. And this all reminds us, as our sister Maya said, about our niyyah, our intentions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, he is yani al-qareeb, the near. He knew what was in your hearts, my dear sisters, subhanallah. And actually all this transformation, we yani refer it to the Quran itself, subhanallah, the Quran itself. First of all, yani when they came, when I sat with our beautiful sister Zina, she was so nervous, and yani I felt the heaviness in her heart, subhanallah. And for someone to think, they would think that, okay, they came to a Quran teacher, okay, now she's perfect, okay, you know, such things. She studied Sharia and all those things. But subhanallah, actually, when she was talking, I felt that heaviness, because I myself went through some, you know, different yani phases, subhanallah. Mm-hmm. And we are human. At the end, we're all human. It's not about being, for example, Arabs or, you know, born Muslims, or we studied Islam or whatever. We are all in the same boat. We are in this journey, subhanallah. So I felt that heaviness. I could feel it, subhanallah, that heaviness that she had. And subhanallah, the cure is Quran. And as they shared, subhanallah, I opened the Quran randomly, and I'm sure always we will find the answers of what we want, subhanallah, in the Quran. And I thought, okay, why don't you join us in Imani meetings? The message was not, okay, you don't know anything and you need to come. No, I was encouraging them to come and try and see what's going on. Mm. Because I am sure that the Quran is going to transform their lives, as it is doing for all of us. And myself, subhanallah, in these circles, myself, I am getting the light from, you know, the sisterhood, because you cannot do this thing by yourself.
On your own.
That's why when they are late or something, I'm like, oh, are they coming? Subhanallah. So, alhamdulillah, that was the Quran. And actually, we are reflecting in two sessions. The first session is with me. It's about getting to know Allah through His beautiful names and reciting Quranic verses. And the second part with Ustaz Nawar Al-Harfiya, with the messengers, subhanallah, the stories of the messengers.
The stories of the prophets.
Well, alhamdulillah, my beautiful sisters, continue, inshallah. May Allah use you and bless you. And may you always be nur for others.
Inshallah.
Thank you so much. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Hold on. Don't go anywhere. They want to say something to you.
Thank you, Abla Rashayo and Abla Nawal. Bsaraha, the classes are very, very big impact on our lives. It changed a lot. 360 درجة, as they said.
360 yeah. degrees.
And really, thank you for the guidance that you gave us, honestly. And you were never judgmental, like judging us from the way it is. Instead, you just welcome us with a very open-handed. Thank you. Like, من بعد الله, this journey is succeeding because of you and Ustaz Nawal.
May Allah reward you.
God bless you.
May Allah reward you both. Just a question. I'm sure maybe somebody who is listening, if somebody wanted to join this program that you're running, is it possible? If so, how?
Okay. Actually, this program is designed yani for new Muslims,
mm-hmm.
but we also welcome other people to join us in this experience.
And how can they get in touch with you, or the place?
Through the Instagram, inshallah.
Through Instagram, inshallah. I will share your information under the information of this episode, bidna Allah ta'ala. Like your Instagram account.
I just want to ask Zina and Samah something.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
They're listening to me. Okay. Now you're attending with us, but I want you to remember always that you will be, bi-ibnillah, always our assistant, inshallah, and teachers of Quran. Put this in your mind, bi-ibnillah.
Barakallah. Thank you so much for calling. If you'd like to call us on the show, you can do so as well, just like Rasha did, to speak to her students. But you can call and speak to us. We also would love to hear from you, and you can do so by calling 2460-2058, and you might be the one who wins a copy of Al-Quran Al-Kareem. What we didn't tell Rasha is that she made us all cry.
Exactly.
We forgot to tell her, and she left. left. And now the tissues are finished, so we have to bring another box.
I still have the one. It's I okay. didn't use that one.
This show is always, I always tell my guests to be prepared that I will cry before they cry, that I will cry, because this is just an emotional journey when we talk about the Quran and how our lives change. When it's first that intention, you feel so helpless, and then you read the Quran. And for you too, I think, mashallah, tabarak al-Rahman, you're so blessed beyond anyone else because you have your friend with you. You're not doing this alone, or you are not doing this and your friend is against you, telling you, why are you doing this? You know, because there are, unfortunately, some who don't support you on this journey. But mashallah, alhamdulillah, Allah chose you to be together as friends and then chose you to as well start this journey together. For it. Mashallah, you guys are so blessed.
Thank you.
So if you could speak to somebody who was Samah before, or Zina before, about their relationship with Allah, their relationship with the Quran, maybe non-existent, maybe like you, Samah, or like me, you know, they used to read just from Friday to Friday, Surah Al-Kahf, Allah, Salah, you know, prayers. What message would you give them? What would you tell them to do, مثلا?
Don't rush in life.
Okay.
Because how we used to take life and dunya, everything quickly, no time. Okay, even if I will pray, I will pray like fast and furious just to finish my prayer. Go slowly. Take your time. And remember that prayers, you have... I saw a reel. And it hit me on Instagram. It was like about one young lady. She's saying like, you have 5 chances to speak to Allah.
Mm.
That is your chance. 5 in a day, you talk to Allah. You tell him what is bothering you. If you are happy, you say Alhamdulillah. If you have that chance. Not everyone else, Allah gave them the chance to.
Yeah.
Allah gave us this opportunity, Hidayah and Tawbah. We should thank Him that He gave us this chance, because not everyone got it. People, we don't know, that is between them and Allah, but some people died and they're mushrikeen, يعني.
Mm.
And very young.
Non-believers.
Non-believers, or maybe...
Not close to Allah.
Reading the
Quran,
yes.
Not understanding. There's one thing, you know, you said about taking it slow. Even you said it, Zina. And there's something I just want to remind everybody. When we stand to pray, or when you gave the example of reading Quran, I don't know why we're always rushing. Like, even now, us talking, we are talking in a normal voice, but when we pray, we don't pray like that. We are talking like, yeah, not talking, we're saying things very quickly. Why? We're talking to Allah, like I'm talking to, yes, you slow, you understand me. But when we sit to pray or read Quran, stand to pray or we read Quran, it's always fast, as you said, fast and furious. Why?
And it's for our own benefit, by the way. Yani, we need to pray and read Quran for Allah.
Yes.
And we need to change our mindset.
Yeah, but once that changes, يعني, then it's the... Once you understand that, and you understand the importance of the Quran and reading and reflecting and all of that, then it's the how can I say this? The choice that you have to make, the internal battle, to choose that every day.
True. And as well, I want to add about what she said, which is... When we do this kind of stuff, as when we go for other interviews or stuff, we respect the person who we are, yes, going to meet. But when we do the prayer, we do it fast. But we have to give that respect more to him. Like, once you are there praying, everything should just be quiet. Mm. And you're going to meet the one and only to worship. Like, telling him, as she say, you're happy, you're sad. He's there just to listen to you. He knows what you're about to say, but he wants you to say it.
Mm.
He loves to hear it, like you're asking him.
And the Quran is a guidance for us. And yesterday, my guest, Dr. Yusuf Al-Awfi, we were talking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how Allah sent him as a mercy to us, but as well, يعني Allah chose the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give us this Quran. And how much he struggled, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bring us this Quran, and we have it and we don't read it. We have it and we don't understand it. But it's very important for all of us to really be mindful. And as you said, Samah, to change our mindset, who we are talking to, whose words are we reading, how are they affecting our life, do we understand? If we don't understand, let us ask. It's like when you read a book or you watch something, you say, I didn't understand, what does this mean? But we don't ask when it
you
comes
know
to
what?
The
Quran.
Tell me.
Subhanallah, when I was like 6 or 7, we had a neighbor. She used to teach us Quran. And I finished with her 3 times. I did khutma 3 times with her. Allah rahma.
She was teaching you tajweed, yani? Or just to read?
To read and tajweed, but because it was by force. Like, you have to go. Okay, why? Yes. And if you didn't go, khalas, khayzaran. But the mindset I'm talking about is we need to understand why.
Yes.
We speak to Allah by prayers. Allah speaks to us by Quran. So we need to know why we are reading Quran. What is the benefit from us to read Quran? Why only when we get sad or sick, you will see people rushing to Quran? What about if you are in happy mood? Why you don't read Quran at that time? Why you don't think about Quran at that time? You think about Quran only when something wrong or something bad happens.
Because then you realize only Allah can help me. Allah is always the one helping you. Allah.
Exactly. And He is the one who arranged everything for you. The thing that you are going through from A to Z, He knows. But Subhanallah, we always keep forgetting that Allah is there only if something bad happens.
SubhanAllah, such a beautiful reminder. We only have 5 minutes and you told me you wanted to say something about parents.
The parents. It's the same thing, like when you want to teach your kids, explain it to them. Don't force them, okay, you have to go. If you didn't go, I will beat you. You have to do this. They need to understand, okay, I'm standing in musalla. I will talk to Allah. I need to do this. I need to do that. When I read Quran, why we are reading Quran? Quran is a shifa for us.
And it's a healing.
It's a healing for us. We need those small tips. It does a lot of difference. Even if the kids grow up, خلاص, they have that strong foundation. يعني not at 32 or 30 plus, we get to realize, okay, we should do this and that. It's not too late, but it's better to build a strong foundation since small age.
Yeah, very important reminder to all parents. I hope you're listening. I asked that question to Samah. Zina, you added on to her, but I don't know if you wanted to يعني, share yourself as well, a message to those who are maybe like you before, just to end the show.
Yeah, I'll add a little bit few things. As she said, we should take life very slow, a thing by a time. And then the one thing that I will really say it from heart, and I wish everybody take it, keep your relation with God very strong, and you will be extremely happy. And keep Quran very, very close to you, and you will see the result. And trust me, all the result will make you happy.
And this is coming from somebody who didn't used to pray.
Exactly. So I know it deeply, and you see the difference of your life, how it turns from black to white. For sure, in the white, you will have a little bit of blacks, but you will receive them with a big heart. You will accept them and say, okay, this is test from God, and I should go through it because God will not put me in this test unless He know I can walk out of it. So the number one thing I really recommend, like, keep the relation very close to God and to Quran.
No matter what happens.
And exactly as Samah said, let's not only go back to God and go back to Quran when we're sad, we're sick, No, we should make them everyday, daily thing in our life.
Mm. So. That's beautiful. I want to thank you both again because I know it was very hard to get the two of you here. There was so, subhanAllah, which is very natural for somebody who wants to join the show and talk about the Quran. As I've said before, it's quite a responsibility. But I really appreciate you, and may Allah reward you and put blessings in your friendship, inshallah. Amen. And may you continue in this journey. May you go to Hajj together, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, because I know that's in the plans as well, even though they didn't say it. But thank you so much for tuning in and being part of the show. And inshallah, tomorrow, another guest, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, on Oman FM. This is Maya Al-Sa'id. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.